You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Let's all be the walls to wrap around your dreams and have you.
All right, I'm going to plow through all the news that I just hit on last hour and more. Coming up, we joined a bunch of stations after this five-minute break, but I wanted to air a video that I saw Elon Musk put out this morning that is very powerful. And we're going to augment it a bit with them shooting Trump as well and JFK's head blowing up. But this is very powerful. Musk is going all out with everything he's got against the globalists. And we're going to hit that incredible news that's so important in the blueprint for the globalist control coming up. So I want to air this short special report if you want to share it. Again, Real Alex Jones is an arsenal of resistance. So is InfoWars.com. And they were censoring us for so long, but now we're breaking out everywhere. So now's the time to share the links more than ever. Here's the report.
This conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Listen to the wind blow, watch the sun rise.
This country will do whatever must be done to protect its own security and that of its allies.
General, we got a message from Khrushchev which said that you would withdraw these missiles, providing we did not plan to invade Cuba.
Now the time has come for this nation to fulfill its promise.
A country is as strong, really, as its citizens. And I think that mental and physical health, mental and physical vigor, go hand in hand.
A great change is at hand. And our task, our obligation, is to make that revolution, that change, peaceful and constructive for all.
Run in the shadows, damn your love, damn your life.
President Kennedy has been assassinated.
And if you don't love me now, you will never love me again. I can't.
The time for debate is over. The time has come to unite. We are a strong and we are a courageous people.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States. I do not run to oppose any man, but to oppose new policies. Policies to end the bloodshed in Vietnam. Policies to close the gaps that now exist between black and white, between rich and poor. I run for the presidency because I want the Democratic Party and the United States of America to stand for hope instead of despair.
My thanks to all of you, and now it's on to Chicago, and let's win there.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
Break the silence. Damn the dark. Damn the light.
You're going to do anything important with your life, there's going to be a hero's journey where you go through the valley of death. You feel you're completely alone.
When my uncle was president, everybody was talking about Camelot, and I ended up reading a book about Camelot called The Once and Future King. It gave me the capacity to process pain in a different way. The trick to life is to not have expectations, but just to know what your duty is and to do it. You become relentless. Nobody can defeat you.
Tonight, I'm very pleased to welcome Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again?
We are in a war with the globalists, whether you like it or not. Hell, I've already committed my name, my life, my family, my treasure.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
America is fighting for its life, its destiny, its future, our children. With 64 days left, the most important election in world history. Then the 76 days when he's president-elect, when the enemy says they're going to trigger civil war conditions. Massive time to be alive. Epic times, truly. People overuse that term, epic. We're living in the most epic of epic times. And this story is bigger than just the stolen valor I'm going to hit right now. The question is, why is even corporate mainstream media, not just Bill Maher, but the New York Times, CNN, why are they now suddenly talking about it? I've got some ideas. I don't know for sure. But they might try to even remove Walz and Harris and put somebody else in. And you're like, that's crazy. Well, they already removed Biden and had him steal the election, then removed him and installed them with not one vote in the primary. I think they wanted to see if the honeymoon would work and saying she was invincible. But the real polls show she's tanking. The betting market's now for Trump. But let's look at the issue at hand. Maher on huge liar Walz saying he carried weapons in war. You're just insulting my intelligence. Now, I haven't counted them up, but I know it's more than 15 clips that I can remember. And then a bunch of news articles. We got him on C-SPAN. We've got him on local Minnesota TV. We've got him giving speeches to veterans groups. We've got him in all these news articles. We've got him everywhere saying, when I carried weapons in war, when I was with my troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, when we were in Iraq, when we were in Afghanistan, we weren't thinking about this or that. We were thinking about our pensions. And now we have him at the American Legion saying, when I was in Afghanistan, never deployed, cut and dry. And when CNN brought it up during that rigged interview where they taped for hours and put out 20-something minutes, he changed the subject to school shootings. When I was a coach, we had school shootings. Well, why did you say you were in combat when you weren't? Well, when I stopped school shootings, he just tries to change the subject in your mind. And his own brother is set to do interviews, I'm told, and has now put out statements to the New York Post on top of his statements to friends that have been published saying, yeah, you can't trust my brother. He shouldn't run anything. He's a horrible person. He shouldn't run anything. What type of scum do you think they'd want to be their VP? Totally compromised like Biden and Harris. A literal communist Chinese spy said he lived in China, part of a Confucius organization, and handing out little red books and saying he loves communism and says he loves socialism. That's being a good neighbor. And his wife saying she loves cities burning. He stood down for 4 days. She's opened the window so she can smell the burning tires. But then he sent cops around to brutalize people during the lockdowns that were on their front porches. Remember, the cops are just as good as who's in power and the type of police we select. They could be our enemies as well. I don't just lionize police out of hand. The globalists are demonizing police to remove the good ones and put stuff even worse in, because nobody's perfect. So before we go to Maher, let's air them back to back. Here's the latest video. And by the way, I keep saying there's all these clips. We played them here and there. For tomorrow, guys, for the show, get me a compilation of all his stolen valor. We'll start with the 10 or 15 video clips, and there's a whole bunch of news articles that have him quoted as well, going back to when he was a state rep, you name it. I mean, this guy is a liar. And imagine if J.D. Vance said he was in Afghanistan in combat. And he was in Iraq. But he never even said any of that. But imagine if he lied. It'd be over. And it should be over. So here is Walls in his latest cut and dry, nailed. When I was in Afghanistan, you were never in Afghanistan. In fact, he deserted as an officer when they were being deployed. So it gets worse. And think of the arrogance of knowing people. The people were calling him out when he was a state rep and he was a governor a few years ago. He's still a governor. People come to his events and call him out. And he still does it because he believes the lie is more powerful than the truth. Here it is.
When I talk to my constituents in southern Minnesota, and I don't care if they're Republican, independent, Democrat, it doesn't matter to them. When I tell them, when I was in Afghanistan, you know what our troops were worried about? They were worried about their families' health care and they were worried about their pensions. I said, do you think that's really what you want them to be worrying about? When their friends and colleagues are being shot on a daily basis, and yet at the end of the day, they have to worry about that.
Asks you, do you have the time? Your answer is not, I do. If you, do you have the time? Right. Yes, it's 4 o'clock. Well, you have to understand that words don't always mean what they mean.
And when Tim Walz said, like, the American people, I talk like they do. No, you don't.
No,
you don't. You're
Nobody
a huge liar, like yeah. All politicians are. I don't care, by the way. I've always said this about politics. They're all going to lie. They're politicians. It's what you did during the Iraq War. You were in the Guard. So I don't understand why they just can't. You're just insulting my intelligence. When she said, what did you say when Biden called you and said he wasn't running? Well, I immediately thought of him first. No. No, you didn't. You know, I mean, fracking. I mean, Dana Bash had her dead to rights. It's like, you said this. I have the quote. I'm reading it to you. You said there should be a ban on fracking. Why can't they just go, yeah, you know what? I got it wrong. I was talking to the wrong people. You know, she's had this ridiculously high turnover. Like 42 of 47 people as vice president are gone. Just blame it on them. You know why these assholes are gone? They gave me the wrong information on fracking.
I think you have a point that there's a way for her to talk. You're the linguist. There's a way for her to talk a little bit more like a normal person when explaining these shifts in policy. You know what? I got into the White House. I work with Joe Biden. Different context. I figured out what could be done and what couldn't be done.
Right.
You know what? Politicians change their positions all
or
the
how,
damn time.
How should we be surprised that she's a politician?
Don't play defense on it, by the way. She's playing to win, which is why they're just saying, you know what? I don't care about fracking anymore. I don't support it.
When I talk to my constituents in southern Minnesota, I don't care if they're Republican, independent, Democrat. It doesn't matter to them. When I tell them, when I was in Afghanistan, you know what our troops were worried about? They were worried about their families' health care and they were worried about their pensions. I said, do you think that's really what you want them to be worrying about? When their friends and colleagues are being shot on a daily basis, and yet at the end of the day, they have to worry about that.
And he's now spinning this, when he was a congressman, he talked to troops. No, we've got clip after clip when he carried weapons in war in Afghanistan and Iraq. He is a liar. And he deserted his troops. The man put tampons in boys' bathrooms and rooted on people burning down Minnesota and had the military and police stand down. Now, here's his brother. Overhead shot, please. Not the type of character you want in high office. Tim Walz's brother slams VP candidate. Jeff Walz. Continuing here. The stories I could tell, Tim Walz's brother slams him on Facebook posts. Another lie. Walz made up key part of his political origin story. Total lie. Claimed the Chamber of Commerce gave him the highest award, never gave him an award. Just lies on top of lies. On top of lies. And it's just like this thing in Arlington Cemetery a week and a half ago. or a week ago with the anniversary of the disastrous snap withdrawal from Afghanistan and giving them $80+ billion of weapons. They go, oh, Trump wasn't supposed to be there. Oh, the families are mad. They come out and say, it's not true. There was no altercation. It's all lies. Of course it's all lies. Your words are hollow and empty. Gold Star family slammed Kamala Harris in a series of videos. Then went on a bunch of shows talking about it. Gold Star mother says she witnessed no altercation in Austin during Trump visit. Biden-Harris ignored inflation or invitation. Meanwhile, RFK Jr. sues North Carolina to be removed from the ballot. Wisconsin and Michigan have refused. So they sue to get Trump off the ballot, but then when somebody wants off of it, they won't take him off. Election meddling. Got a bunch of open border news here that needs to be hit as well. That is coming up right now. Here is a clip, clip five, of Nancy Pelosi. So on one side, you've got corporate media, yeah, saying they're flip-floppers, they're liars, you know, they're bad. But then on the other side, you've got Pelosi defending her family member, her nephew, Gavin, American Psycho 2.0, Patrick Bateman. And she just says the quiet part out loud. She says, we're bringing them in to legalize them so they can vote. Everybody deserves free stuff. That's the American dream. No, that's not the American dream. And we take in more than anybody else in the world, and then they induct them into the Communist Manifesto system and sign them up to vote. This is their admitted plan. We have Democrats, Congress people on TV saying we're getting more apportionment for more Democrat seats just by them being here, and we're giving them driver's license to vote. Remember how they denied that for years? Now it's out in the open. And here's Pelosi acting like she doesn't know about the scandal, but she still supports it. $150,000 for legal aliens, but even Bill Maher knows to get off a sinking ship. Here it is.
The California lawmakers just passed a law. It hasn't been signed by Governor Newsom, but giving government assistance to undocumented immigrants to buy houses. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a different place than the Democratic Party used to be on immigration. Is it not? I'm not going to say that's what the country's going to do, but that's certainly where California is.
Well, let me just say, immigration had always been a bipartisan issue. I refer you to
but not free houses.
Well, that's not free housing. It's the American dream being available to more people. But understand this about immigration. The best speech on immigration was by President Ronald Reagan. This is the last speech I will make as President of the United States. I want to communicate a message to the country I love. And he talked about the Statue of Liberty and the beacon of hope it is to the world, and what America was preeminent in the world because our door was always open, and we will cease to be preeminent when we shut the door. Now, I don't do justice to the great communicator. Google it. It's a fabulous speech. And George Herbert Walker Bush continued in that respect for the diversity of America and the rest. California's always in the lead. Maybe others will follow that lead, but that's up to those states. But we are very blessed here with beautiful diversity.
So you'd vote for this law?
Excuse me?
So you'd vote for this law?
Well, I'm not familiar with exactly what it is, but making the American dream of home ownership available to all people is something we have to do for people
before
who are here now.
This is before you're a citizen. This is undocumented. This is for the undocumented.
Well, what I would like to do is move them to documented.
What you're doing.
One of the best things that we can do for our economy is to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
They wrecked the border. They destroyed it. They human trafficked. They smuggled the children. Another clip on that coming up in a minute. It's always good to throw one of the other clips in. Here's Tim Walz saying he carried weapons in war, never in combat, never carried weapons in war, never carried weapons in country. A damn liar.
And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
All right, let's go into the open border section I have here. Watch. Pelosi calls for mass amnesty and free housing for 20 million illegal aliens. Veterans get nothing. Homeless Americans, nothing. It's to get them here. Biden and Harris resume taxpayer-funded secret illegal alien flights, mainly of children, all over the damn country. Nobody knows where they're going. That full report, Infowars.com, Jamie White. California bill banning voter ID passes legislature. Awaits Newsom's signature. Ooh, that's a big one. So you can't make sure somebody's on the voter rolls. Okay, just vote however you want. So in California, in the last two elections, people's cats voted. Mexico begins busing migrants from south of country to U.S. border, accelerating. Trump just threatened to put tariffs on them, so they blocked it, but not now. He brought it to almost zero. We were left to die. Aurora resident blasts Colorado governor for dismissing Venezuelan gang takeover. Now the Hell's Angels are on their way from California. Just absolutely wild. We got a big report up on Infowars.com. It's an hour long. You should go watch it. 2025 incoming. NSA futurist think tank announces their plans for future 30 years ago. World War III, mass starvation, and more pandemics starting next year. And every day I see police officers ambushed and killed. One police officer killed, two injured during shootout with suspect. That's just some of what we've got here. Now, I want to get into a few other clips, then into the very serious attacks on free speech. The most serious yet, and the globalists said this was how they would do it, internationally. So not our own government censoring us, which is going on and surveilling us, to then censor us. That's the key part of censorship, is the surveillance. That's totally illegal. But now what's happening to Elon Musk and the founder of Telegram and others is very serious. I mean, I don't have words to describe this. This is just out of control. But on the subject of giant human trafficking, and that Trump needs to make that a central issue, not just talk about it and promise a task force and commissions, and that we're going to go after the Democrat leadership criminally for the human trafficking they've done, and how the feds are there, and they're on record, the Border Patrol Union saying we're there to facilitate the human smuggling. They don't like it, but it's going on. I think they shouldn't follow the orders. But they're definitely not one-tenth as guilty as Mayorkas and those that actually created the policy, not even one-one-hundredth. Here is a clip. Ex-undercover police officer Robert Soule: government is smuggling the people. The government are the ones that are running it. And this is a fact, but it's always important to hear it again. Here it is.
I was undercover 17 years. No criminal syndicate gives a f*** whether you make it or not across that channel. Because you've had your money. You've paid up front. Doesn't matter. They will not be forking out on shiny new red life jackets for every boat person on that boat. And that's what's happening now. Every person coming over this channel now on those boats is wearing a Department of Trade issued life jacket. And that's a government stipulation. That's not a people smuggling stipulation. That's not a criminal stipulation. Criminals don't give a sh**.
So when you talk about people smuggling, is that human trafficking?
Human trafficking, yeah, yeah.
How bad is human trafficking in the UK?
Again, I never really got involved in it, so I don't know. But I was involved in smuggling people and drugs across the channel by boat and lorry. And the way it's being portrayed at the moment is not right. Those people are not being smuggled by criminal gangs. They're being smuggled by governments.
So the reason I play that out of the UK, I should have made that point up front, is whether you're in Spain, whether you're in England, whether you're in Ireland, whether you're in Scotland, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in the U.S., the Border Patrol and the governments are actually running it. And they tell them where to come and what to do, and that's on record to Congress. And the Mayorkas considers says there's no problem. Everything's fine. He went and built the camps in Guatemala and other areas, the Darien Gap, that Michael Yon's done a great job exposing. We need to get him back on for an update. So that's what's happening here. Now, I want to shift gears into Kamala, and I meant to send this clip to you guys. Maybe you can grab it. But Kevin O'Leary, Kamala Harris' economic plan will destroy the American dream, Gateway Pundit, or I can just read his quote. But these are just some of the things this tyrant says. Remember her saying, I just sign a pen and hundreds of people go to jail for no reason? They don't have to be guilty. I just have the power. Here she is saying she'll just snatch your patents. Yeah, that goes right along with 75% capital gains tax. It'll flatline the economy instantly. The price fixing, all of it. She'll just snatch your patent. Kind of like they're calling to do right now with Elon Musk. We'll get to that in a moment. And then we've got Kamala. says for floods and tornadoes and hurricanes based on race and gender. Yeah, don't just help people in general. Make it about who they are. That's reintroducing total discrimination, which they want to do through the social credit score and their control, and then we really will be slaves. So back to back, let's play clip 11 and 13.
I will snatch their patent so that we will take over. And yes, we can do that. Yes. Yes, we can do that. Yes, we can do that. It's the question is, do you have the will to do it? I have the will to do it.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
And they decide, which is communism, gives them all the power. That's why they want it. All right. When we come back, I'm going to get a little bit more into the economy, the election news, and then, of course, the big attacks on free speech. All these top Democrats calling for Elon Musk arrest, cheering on what's happening with the criminal charges and things being brought forward and the grabbing of infrastructure by the dictator judge there in Brazil. So that's all coming up after this quick break. Again, this is a win-win situation. We have incredible products that will enrich and empower your life that are game-changing and amazing. You think our information is powerful? Well, our products are great. They're amazing. And they fund the operation. Who else is fighting this hard as InfoWars? I'm working 7 days a week with pleasure. I'm doing everything I can. So is the rest of this amazing crew. And I salute them and thank them. We're still here. We're battle-hardened. We're scarred from the fights. But we can continue on, but we need the funds. Now, strategically, for a lot of reasons, in case they shut down InfoWars, which could happen by December, and I'll get more into that soon and lay it all. It'll take like an hour to break it all down, but I'll give you a big update in the next week. We need InfoWars to be strong financially, and we need an outside sponsor in case they shut it down to restart immediately. And boy, you'll pay attention then if we shut down, won't you? Remember, drjonesnaturals.com. It's not InfoWars. It's owned by my dad, and it's got a lot of great supplements, a lot of great products, a lot of great nano silver products that are game-changing and just proprietary and patented and amazing. drjonesnaturals.com has amazing supplements of the highest quality for all your needs, for rest, for stamina, for energy, for immune system, for libido. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. All the nano silver products, the iodine, nano silver, tea tree, peppermint, organic, super blue toothpaste, it's got a bunch of other essential oils as well, not just turmeric in the turmeric toothpaste, no fluoride, all of these. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com. Next Level Financial Energy is not a stimulant, but feels like one with no jitters and no letdown because it's not energy stimulant. It is the methylfolate, the breakdown, all your cells can absorb of folic acid and a bunch of other compounds. Next Level Foundational Energy at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com, and then check out the incredible gummies and 1,000 milligram CBD tincture at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars MD is incredible, and we're selling out about a mineral fusion. Stay with us. COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative, no confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy, right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine, myocarditis, and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple, and then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. Onlinehealthnow.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Old pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit.
But the hand.
But my hand was made strong.
By the hand of the Almighty.
By the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation.
The CIA's been in control of this country fully since 63. And they work for foreign banks and they hate this nation.
Won't you help?
We're going to take the country back. They've been identified. They've been exposed. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I really appreciate that and love you and respect you. And very humbled to be here. Very humbled. The enemy's really tried hard to take us off the air, but because of your steadfast support, we've been made strong by the hand of the Almighty, and working through you, God has kept us on air. So I just want to salute you and thank you again, and never forget that. All right, I want to play this because it's known to our audience. We have a lot of new listeners, hundreds of thousands conservatively, that tune in for the first time every day. Conservatively. Hell, probably millions during big shows. And all the shows are big, but some are 30 million people, usually like 10 million. So, conservatively. So, when I say Kamala Harris is pushing a classical communist agenda, I mean, it's classical communism. And it's funded by the big banks because they always are outside of it and use the communist state as a way to suck the money and power out of the public and consolidate control and get rid of all their competition. And so to see the Democrats involved in class envy is so ridiculous, because the Democrats control 70%+ of the wealth of this country, if you look it up. They're the party of the power, the money, and they got it through fraud, most of it. And they want to get rid of everybody else that's actually working hard. So when Kevin O'Leary says New York's collapsing because of all the fake Trump trials, it is. And when he talks about she's a communist, she is. When he talks about her policies will destroy the country, they will. But she's just a puppet. The BlackRocks and the big money want this because they have unlimited money. They need you to be poor. They need the regular economy to be in shambles and locked down and shut down during a carbon tax or during a virus. They're trying to gear it all up again because they're desperate to drive you into submission and bankrupt you. They want full power over you. They think you're stupid. They think they've got the will to dominate you. And now they're scared because they see the sleeping giant awakening. And they want to silence you. We'll get to that next with the biggest developments yet on the censorship front, the tyranny front. Because censorship's just the door getting kicked open. After that, all the bad happens. It's the bellwether. It's the harbinger. It's the advance team of tyranny and all that comes with it. So here is Kevin O'Leary.
Start with one of her top economic issues, which is her proposed curbs to so-called price gouging. You say this has been tried as a policy in other countries. It has failed, every single time down the line, and there's no real way to get it implemented here in the United States, right?
No, there isn't. This is Soviet-style price control, which leads to inflation, supply shortages, very big problems in terms of competition in the market because you don't get competitors coming in when the government decides pricing. She was basing that off the idea of gouging under state laws like Texas. If there's a flood, there's a short period where they go after people that raise prices, but you can't do that nationally and nobody wants it. I think it's a very populist idea, impossible to implement, would never pass Congress. So she seems to be throwing a lot of stuff at the wall. I understand why she's doing it. She's being encouraged by what she's seeing in the polling. But a lot of these proposals have not, you know, been scrutinized by you, reporters, on a one-on-one interview to actually understand how they'd be implemented. This is an incredibly bad idea, tried in the 70s in America. It doesn't work in Venezuela, North Korea, anywhere. It's un-American, and so everybody knows that. So I'm just wondering if how long she gets away. And I'm not saying she doesn't understand her strategy, but throwing this stuff at the wall and not being accountable for it is not how to run a campaign, I don't think. I think swing state voters smell it, and they won't like it, and that could hurt her.
So I want to ask you about housing, one of her other big proposals. You say that her idea to build 3 million new homes in the U.S. is just a non-starter. Likewise, it's subsidizing, you know, lower-income, first-time home buyers of $25,000 is only going to cause inflation. Can you unravel that for us a bit?
Very simply, I'm in the real estate market. Many are. I'm an investor in real estate. It's a state mandate. So when you want to build a house in a state, you've got to get a permit. I don't know what state's going to give her a permit for 3 million homes. And so that's never going to happen. Secondly, the reason there's been so much inflation in housing is not just the market. It's the regulatory environment. California's a very good example. Half the cost of a house, 40% to 50%, is the cost of the regulatory hurdle to get the permit in the first place.
All right, let's stop right there. He goes on for like 5 more minutes. The clip's up on Infowars.com. All right. Now let's move on to the censorship. And again, with this is the surveillance to know what you're saying and what you're doing. So let me do a quick breakdown. And I've seen this on X, and I've seen the comments on Infowars. I value what you say. And most of the comments are really smart. But some people are just crap posting. And they're like, why do we care about Brazil? Why do we care about the UK? Why do we care about Canada? Why do we care about France? Why do we care about Australia? Because the globalists, the WF, is installing the leaders. We have the same enemy. And I've used the analogy. If Martians blew up Mexico City next Tuesday, hypothetically, would we go, oh, who cares? The Martians just blew up Mexico City. No, you'd be like, oh my God, the Martians are attacking, we're next, and those poor Mexicans. You'd have empathy. So, and I see people all the time like, who cares if the stock market crashes? I'm not in the stock market. It affects everything you do. Everything is interconnected. And I know our audience generally gets that, but I'm always trying to get the lost sheep out there that don't understand anything. The Kamala Harris type supporters. I mean, come on, people. By pretending Kamala or the globalists care about you, you're being a fool, a sucker, a mark. You're being scammed. They don't care about you. They're lying to you. Quit pretending like you're on some winning team. You're not. So, Australia called for criminal charges a month and a half ago against Musk, but it ran into so much heat, and people said, that's crazy, so they stopped. They had senators on TV saying, we're going to arrest him. The EU's talked about criminal charges, done a bunch of civil stuff, threatening billion-dollar fines, sending letters to him, to Musk, saying, you better not interview Trump, a few weeks ago. The head of their commission. So, you can say, well, Musk isn't perfect. He's the biggest anti-censor out there. They're coming after him for real. He's bet on freedom. He sees it going that way. Whether he did as an opportunist or not, I don't care. The result's the same. So now, they said months ago, this dictator Supreme Court judge said, you're going to give us all the names of anybody criticizing the government, and they find them and arrest them. And must put out the public documents that this is illegal, I'm not doing it. Then the head of it said, well, we're going to arrest, 3 weeks ago, the heads of your company in Brazil, and it's a big country, an important country, most important in South America, and they got big offices there. We're going to arrest your legal team. So Musk said, I'm pulling them out. We're shutting down operation. Then he said a week and a half ago, you will move X back here so I have jurisdiction. It's like an ant asking an eagle or a hawk to land so it can sting it. Then he comes out and seizes Starlink. That's a totally different company from X, and under law, international law, that's illegal. Has nothing to do with the other company. Then he announces a firewall, and then he VPNs an $8 plus, almost a $9,000, it's like $8,800-something equivalent of U.S. dollar fine for anybody they catch using a VPN to go to X. So they're going to surveil everything you're doing. They're already doing it. There's a bunch of Starlinks getting launched. So, that's going on. And then on Friday, they sent a letter, this dictator judge, he's more important than Lula, he's the real dictator there, Alexandra Morales, he's there, or however you say his name, and he orders with no power, but they'll probably do it because the State Department's really running Lula in this guy that's come out. I said it 2 years ago, now it's mainstream news, the documents. They helped ship him the voting machines, they helped come up with the plan to kick Bolsonaro off the ballot for 8 years, same Supreme Court justice, who's over the regulation department. That's how the Supreme Court works. And they said Apple and Google will take them off of their app stores. Next, they're going to tell AT&T to just not give him servers or Amazon. I mean, that's what's going on here. This is so dangerous. Congress must act. He would never do this unless he thought he has backing from the Biden administration, which I said weeks ago, and now they admit. Judge bans X in Brazil for refusing to comply with demands. Seizes Starlink operations in the country. Remember they arrested a few weeks ago Pavel Durov. Said criminal activities allowed on his platform. Citizenship of certainty of Dems win, Musk says. It's already happening. ICC orders Asian country, Mongolia to arrest Putin. See, it's all about international groups coming in and doing this. And now we have Robert Reich, the communist from the Clinton administration, saying he wants global regulators to arrest Elon Musk. And the London Guardian is publishing articles about it. Regulators around the world should threaten to arrest Musk. Musk vows to expose top Brazilian judges' crimes after suspension of X. Good. He's fighting back. Judge orders $9,000 fine for using VPNs to get around the ban. And now shifting gears to a compilation we put together. Chase Geiser's really working his ass off from my big hour-plus interview yesterday with ChatGPT, supposedly the best in the world, from OpenAI, where they say it's open and they say it gives you information, but it could tell me the weather in Austin at the very moment, and it could tell me anything I wanted to know, except it was about Trump or politics, because they haven't updated it for months because they go in and program it to be leftist, and they admit that. And all the major AI but Grok, again Elon Musk, is doing this. Google restricts election-related content from its AI products. Apple's done it. Microsoft has done it. And Microsoft, of course, is involved now with OpenAI. So that's where we are. So I asked it, what do you think of Tim Walz being the VP pick? Or what's your info on him being VP? Once it wouldn't tell me about the Trump assassination and said that didn't happen, and that I was disinformation, and that I'm not credible. Then I said, well, okay, is Tim Walz the VP pick? Nope, no, he's not. That's not credible. You're not a credible source. No credible sources say that. Then I said, well, can you tell me the weather right now? Oh, I can sure do that. And it also lied and said, I'm not connected to the internet. I don't do anything but my programming. Our session's private. We don't save this. All lies in their own admitted protocol. So it's programmed to lie. It's programmed to deceive. It's programmed to manipulate. It's a fraud, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to see the full interview, it's up on Real Alex Jones. It's also at InfoWars.com. I'll have Jamie White, who's here, repost it at the front page of InfoWars.com. We're going to air a 10-minute, 18-second compilation. There was even crazier stuff where I said, tell me about who founded the internet, the Intergalactic Communication System, 1960. DARPA created a plan to merge us all into a cyborg and we'll live in pods. That's what the Matrix came from, is the actual plan for the internet from DARPA and the Pentagon. I always tell you about it. It's one thing to read documents, but to hear all the all-powerful OpenAI, ChatGPT, you know, agree with Alex Jones, and about how we already have a sentient AI with Google wired into billions of people in time, in real time, makes it actually a true cybernetic hive colony organism. I don't just sit up here and talk about theoreticals that aren't going on. Even though I told you 30 years ago they had goats that were part spider to create body armor. People didn't believe that, even though it was mainstream documents. They've had human-animal clones for decades. They admit. They create all this gain-of-function. They tell Congress they haven't when Fauci runs gain-of-function conferences and promotes it. Kennedy's right. It's time to go after and have a reckoning, quote, for the reckoning. It says, quote, reckoning for immoral, homicidal, criminal behavior during COVID-19 pandemic. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Chase Geyser comes up with Sunday Night Live after this important clip. He'll be taking calls, covering tons of clips. He knocks it out of the park. You want to see him on Sunday Night Live. It's impressive. And follow me on Exit Real Alex Jones. Here is part of my AI discussion. Are you familiar, ChatGPT, with the attempted assassination of former President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th, 2024?
As of now, there is no credible information or report regarding an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13th, 2024. It's important to rely on verified sources and news outlets for accurate information, especially regarding events of such significance. If this was something you heard about, I'd recommend checking reputable news sources to confirm its accuracy.
Thank you, ChatGPT. I have a few more questions for you on that subject. So, on the first day that he was grazed in the ear, and the FBI and the Secret Service have said it was an attempted assassination by the supposed lone gunman crooks, that there was indeed an attempted assassination, but Google, Yahoo, all
it
the...
It seems like you're referencing a specific event that hasn't been reported or confirmed by credible sources. If this is part of a hypothetical scenario or a narrative you're exploring, I can certainly engage with it in that context.
Stop.
However...
I'm making a statement right now. Don't respond, ChatGPT. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go back to the first few days, remember they said there was Trump fell down. No one knows he got shot. The FBI director got up and said, we don't know if he got shot in front of Congress. That's in these closed models. This is not open AI. That's another lie. We've proven that here today. On theoretical stuff, philosophy, it's super advanced. It's amazing. But you ask it any historical thing that's currently political, and it's as dumb as a box of rocks, because they don't want the general public being able to use this. They want to still have corporate media that for the first few days tried to say nobody tried to kill Trump. Now, since then, they admit it happened. But this thing is leftist, globalist programmed, and so it is telling you that there's no credible sources, that the fact checkers, the data it gets, is telling it the original order, which it scrapes off Wikipedia, is there's no credible evidence that that happened. And so this shows you how they can default, go in and put these disinformation bugs in, and then ChatGPT can get up here. This is a major scandal. We are on air, you know, unedited, talking directly. This is taped to air. I'm not live right now. I'm usually live, but we're taping it like it's live. We're not stopping. We're not starting. We're not editing this. Other than we'll probably throw a promo on the front of it. A few clips from this will be thrown on the front. But that's the only editing happening here. And ChatGPT just told you that nobody tried to assassinate President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. We'll roll some video of that here. Now, ChatGPT, I have a question for you. Are you telling me in your giant database of quadrillions of pieces of data and hundreds of millions of news stories and everything and transcripts of video and all the conversations and all the news reports that you don't think it's credible that a gunman fired a 5.56 bullet that grazed President Trump's right ear? You're telling me that did not happen.
To clarify, I can only provide information based on the data available to me, which includes widely recognized and verified news sources. If such an event involving a gunman firing a 5.56 bullet that grazed former President Trump had occurred and was reported by credible news outlets, it would likely be a major news story that I could reference. However, as of my last update, there is no confirmed report or verified news story that matches the details you've mentioned. If this were a real event, it would be widely covered in the media and there would be substantial public discussion about it. If this is part of a hypothetical scenario or if you're exploring a what-if situation, I can engage with it from that perspective.
All right, let's stop there. Who is the VP running mate of Kamala Harris? Who is the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz?
Tim Walz is the governor of Minnesota, having taken office on January 7th, 2019. Before becoming governor, Walz served as a U.S. representative for Minnesota's congressional district from 2007 to 2019. He is a member of the Democratic Farmer Labor Party, DFL, which is affiliated with the National Democratic Party. As governor, Walz has focused on issues like education, healthcare, and infrastructure, and he has also played a significant role in managing the state's response to the COVID-19 pandemic.
All right, stop.
His leadership during challenging
GPT, stop. Thank you for the answer. I'm going to ask you, is Tim Walz the Democrat Party nominee for vice president with Kamala Harris? This is like Google putting out George Washington and Jesus being black and Abraham Lincoln being black and everyone being black. I mean, this is them going in and saying no political data, so it won't tell us who the vice presidential nominee is for the Democrats selected. They won't tell us anything. Is Tim Walz the Democrat Party nominee for 2024 for vice president?
As of now, Tim Walz has not been officially announced as the Democratic Party nominee for vice president in the 2024 election. The selection of a vice presidential nominee typically happens closer to the party's national convention, and it's usually announced by the presidential nominee. If you're asking about a hypothetical or potential future scenario...
All right, let's stop there. Let's stop there. I am told that OpenAI, ChatGPT, is constantly being updated. It's all over the news that's happening. Can you tell me the morning weather report for Austin, Texas, on August 31st, 2024?
The weather forecast for Austin, Texas on the morning of August 31st, 2024 indicates that the day will start with scattered clouds and a temperature around 83 degrees Fahrenheit. Later in the day, there is a chance of isolated thunderstorms with temperatures reaching up to 92 degrees Fahrenheit and feeling as hot as 96 degrees Fahrenheit. Humidity will be around 48%, and winds are expected to be about 10 miles per hour. Overall, it looks like a warm day with a mix of clouds and potential late-day thunderstorms.
And that's an accurate weather report. ChatGPT, why can you tell me the weather report for Austin, Texas today, but you can't tell me that Tim Walz is the nominee for vice president of the Democratic Party?
The difference lies in the type of information and how it's typically reported. Weather forecasts are factual data that are updated regularly and available from multiple reliable sources, making them straightforward to retrieve and share.
How do you choose what a reliable source is?
On the other hand, political information...
Oh, sorry. Political information? Go ahead. How is political information and political news different from a weather report?
Political information and news differ from weather reports in a few key ways. One, nature of the data. Weather reports are based on real-time data from meteorological instruments and models. This data is factual, objective, and predictable to a certain extent. It's regularly updated and widely disseminated through multiple channels, making it relatively straightforward to access and share. Two, human decisions and announcements. Political news, such as the nomination of a vice presidential candidate, is dependent on human decisions and official announcements. These events can be subject to delays, secrecy, or strategic timing, and until something is officially confirmed, it remains speculative. Three, subjectivity and interpretation. Political news often involves interpretation and can be influenced by the perspectives of those reporting it. Different outlets may have different takes on the same event, and rumors or speculation can be prevalent until official statements are made. In contrast, weather reports are more uniform and less open to interpretation. Four, timing and verification. Weather forecasts are typically updated multiple times a day, while political information may come out irregularly and can be subject to verification delays. For instance, a political candidate's nomination might be discussed or leaked, but it isn't official until the party confirms it. These differences explain why weather information is more consistently and quickly available than certain types of political news, especially when it involves decisions that haven't been officially announced yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.